I got it.
Pittsburgh police, this is an arrest warrant.
You're under arrest for murder.
College professor John is stunned, and their young son is frantic when wife and mother Lara is dragged out in handcuffs, accused of murdering her boss. Convicted on circumstantial evidence, she's sentenced to life in prison. Refusing to believe that Lara did it, John pursues every possible appeal, but to no avail.
Forget that Lara's your wife. Look at the evidence.
I've seen the evidence. She's innocent.
It doesn't matter what we believe. Lara is not getting out.
With only 3 days before her transfer from the local jail to a high-security prison, John sets out to break Lara out and reunite the family, even if they have to be on the run.
Why are you doing this?
Because we have no other choice.
Russell Crowe stars as the distraught and determined husband.
He's obviously got an unshakable belief in his wife, and transfers into how he researches what he needs to research, and then, you know, when he hits those hurdles and things don't work out properly, the mere fact that he keeps going, I think the transformation, if there is one, is in his persistence.
What do you want to know?
How you escaped when no one else could.
No prison in the world is airtight. Each one has a key. You just have to find it. But before you do anything, you have to ask yourself if you can do it. And if you can't, don't start, because you'll just get someone killed.
Well, one of the things I like about the film is that you see him go through the process of the research, you know, thinking that maybe some of this stuff isn't going to come in handy or useful or whatever, and then he does certain things and you realize, oh, no, he really thought this out. Yeah. He did actually have this plan is multi-layered, and I think that's one of the things that energizes that last act. But also that thing of stepping over a certain line and stepping into a sort of a darker side of life or whatever, and not fully realizing that that comes with a certain level of commitment.
An academic, John researches the jailbreak plan as he might for a scholarly thesis, and writer-director Paul Haggis says that parallels how he found details for the plot on the internet.
I do. I search around a lot. And when we started to figure out how to do this movie, that's what I did. I just went online and said, yeah, he's a teacher, I'm a writer. How would I break my wife out of jail? And the first thing I do is go on the internet. And I searched, and everything you see in the movie, I found in that first day. It's all there. You can learn how to do all these things. It's amazing what you can find on the internet.
From the time they make the call, the police can have the center of the city sealed tight in 15 minutes. Within 35 minutes, they can have cops at every toll booth on the interstate.
What if you can't get out? 35 minutes is not a lot of time.
Then surrender, because they will shoot you on sight.
We all think Russell Crowe, action, larger than life, because of Gladiator, Robin Hood, maybe two or three of the films. And you look at the body of his work, which is so complex characters, so he plays an everyman so beautifully. And that's why I knew when casting him that you throw those preconceptions out 3 minutes into the film, and you go, oh, he's never going to be able to pull this off. And, you know, and that's why you cast Russell Crowe in the movie.
Haggis cast Elizabeth Banks as Lara, and as a mother in real life, Banks says she understands John's motivation is more than just a loving husband desperate to save his wife.
The stakes of the movie are so much higher. It's not just a love story. It's a story about a man who has a motherless child and needs to figure out how he's going to get his son's mother back.
John is steadfast in never questioning Lara's innocence. But filmmaker Haggis wants audience members to make up their own minds.
It's about the nature of trust and belief. And his character completely believes in her innocence. And we have to look at that and go, I think he's a little mad. You know, because everyone, including her own attorney, looks at the same evidence and says she's guilty. So it's up to the audience to decide.
I don't care what you say or how you say it. I don't believe he did it. And I never will. I know. This will not be your life.
The next 3 days also features Liam Neeson as a prison break expert that John consults in his research, and rap star RZA plays a shady character that helps him get what he needs for the plan. The film was shot on location in and around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.